We now remember a politician who declared his African nation free of colonial rule, only to insist it remain under white rule. Ian Smith was 88 when he died yesterday. He had led Rhodesia to independence in 1965, only to face a fierce black resistance that ultimately took back the nation in 1979 and renamed it Zimbabwe. Just 3 years earlier, Ian Smith had made a prediction he never quite lived down. When he was asked if blacks would ever come to power in Rhodesia, he had this to say.
I don't believe in black majority rule ever in Rhodesia. Not in a thousand years.
Angus Shaw is a reporter for the Associated Press in Harare, Zimbabwe, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
In 1965, Ian Smith unilaterally broke from Britain, which at the time was pressing for black majority rule. He personified white intransigence. What is the view of him by the country's blacks and whites?
There are very few whites left in Zimbabwe now, probably 30,000 out of the 250,000 when Smith relinquished power. The whites here do not dwell really on the past, and many of Smith's generation obviously are now dead. The black majority, generally speaking, regard him as a strong man, rather a lion in traditional culture, who wouldn't waver. Economically, the country thrived then, and now, of course, it's in meltdown. People generally see him, though, as a racist, as a supremacist.
Although when he was ousted from power, he did remain in Zimbabwe for a while and played a political role, didn't he?
He remained here until very recently. Only did he go to South Africa when he was ill. He was deeply in love with this country. He will have regretted, I'm sure, dying not on home soil. He had a deep, deep fondness for the country, but from rather a high horse. He did believe that he and his ilk could bring the people along to prosperity. And, of course, Christianity was a big motive in his life, too. We, the whites, were fighting for Christianity against the communist antichrist.
Who would have been Robert Mugabe at the time.
Indeed.
And then just briefly, in the end, though, there was no political role for him to play.
No, he served in the parliament for the first 7 years of independence. He left there and occasionally was critical of corruption and other matters that he saw going wrong. He was never really punished for that, but Mr. Mugabe's always said that another regime would have had Mr. Smith's head on a plate. But it was always rather regarded that he was an old relic and he was bound to say what he did, and the black majority would just get on with doing the things that they did the way they knew how to do.
Talking about Ian Smith, the last white leader of Rhodesia who has died. Associated Press reporter Angus Shaw spoke to us from Harare.